Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, May 24th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I'm your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Verso Corporation announced the sale of their Duluth, Minnesota mill. Also making headlines last week, Domtar is expanding to become a leading air-laid non-wovens provider. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this message.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, May 20th at 43.90, down 59 points or 1.3% from the May 13th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 9-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.6%. Among the PM40's companies, the week's biggest winners were Pactiv Evergreen up 7.8%, followed by Resolute Products gaining 2.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, down 10%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top gainer, gaining 723%. That's right, 723%. While the biggest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 6%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 55.1%, while the PM40 is up 75.1%. And we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Japan. Nippon Paper to shut down paper machine at Ishimaki Mill in Japan. Nippon Paper Industries has decided at the end of May of 2022 it will shut down the operation of its coated paper producing N6 paper machine at its Ishimaki Mill in Ishimaki City, Miyagi Prefecture in Japan. The company will transform the business structure of the mill with the assumption that the mill will implement household paper business in late fiscal year of 2023. Having operated since November of 2007 as one of the company's largest coated paper facilities, N6 paper machine has continued to supply high-quality products to customers. However, the demand for printing paper, including coated paper, is experiencing a structural decline due to the declining birth rate and advance of digitalization, Nippon Paper said. The products of N6 paper machine will continue to be made by other machines at the same mill and other mills of the company, Nippon Paper said. Dayline Finland. Stora Enso inaugurates its renewed containerboard mill in Oulu, Finland. Stora Enso on May 20th arranged a virtual inauguration ceremony to celebrate the successful conversion of the Olo Mill, which was transformed from paper production into high-quality craftliner production. The Prime Minister of Finland, Sanna Marin, inaugurated the mill. Oulu is Stora Enso's second successful conversion, following the Varkaus mill inaugurated in 2016. The 350 million euro conversion project proceeded according to plan from the investment decision made in May of 2019 to the start of commercial deliveries in the first quarter of 2021. The current ramp-up phase is proceeding ahead of plan, the company said, and the customer feedback has been positive. The new machine is estimated to reach the design annual production capacity of 450,000 metric tons by the end of 2021. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Brazil. Klabin builds first integrated sulfuric acid plant in Brazil. Klabin announced it is building at the Puma II project together with the new packaging paper production line in Ortigueira, Paraná, the first ever sulfuric acid plant integrated to a pulp and paper mill in Brazil, which will make the unit self-sufficient in producing the acid. Supplied by Andritz, the plant will reuse the residual gases from the wood cooking process to transport to transform them into sulfuric acid, which will be used during the production of pulp and paper at the mill. Sulfuric acid is one of the main raw materials of a pulp mill. Quote, construction of such a plant means intelligently using the sub-products generated throughout the production chain as economically viable and ecologically sustainable products, thereby adding value to our production, end quote, said Walter Oliveira, project manager at the recovery and utilities area in Klabin. Sulfuric acid is used in several components of the production process, such as drying machines, the tall oil plant, and fiber lines, among others. This new technology, besides being aligned with the sustainability that Klabin seeks to implement in all phases of process using environmental responsible technology, also enables cost reduction throughout in-house production of sulfuric acid and greater independence in sourcing the raw material. Dayline Russia. Ilm Group starts installation of main equipment at its new mill in Usk-Ilimsk, Russia. Ilm Group's new pulp and paper mill in Usk-Ilimsk, Russia, has become the largest greenfield project in the Russian pulping paper industry over the past few years. Once fully ramped up, the pulp and paper mill will produce 600,000 tons of containerboard per year. The new facility, with a total installed cost exceeding $1 billion, will create 850 new jobs, Ilm said. Upon project completion, Ilm will become one of the largest manufacturers of unbleached packaging materials globally, with a total output of 1.5 million tons per year. In the second quarter of 2021, the company will proceed with installation of a cardboard machine supplied by Voith. It will be the largest machine in Russia, with a width exceeding 9 meters, which will allow it to produce a wide range of formats. In the first quarter of 2021, the construction of treatment facilities began at the new pulp and paper mill, continued installation of the equipment for the wood processing production, vacuum evaporation plant, soda recovery boiler, cost cessation and lime recovery workshop, and other facilities. The start of the trial run is scheduled for the third quarter of 2022. The new pulp and paper mill will be built in line with global environmental standards and best available technologies. It will utilize both softwood and hardwood. Every year, Ilmwood performs reforestation activities in leased timberlands. As part of this work, the company will set up a forest nursery with a capacity of 10 million ball-rooting seedlings of pine and spruce in the Irkutsk region in 2022. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Menasha, Wisconsin. Whiting paper mill fire not caused by an act of nature, investigators say. The fire that essentially destroyed the old Whiting paper mill in Menasha earlier this month was not caused by an act of nature, authorities said this past Tuesday. In a statement posted to Menasha Fire Rescue's Facebook page, Menasha authorities said the investigation is still active and ongoing. They encourage anyone with information to contact Menasha Police or Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. The exact cause of the fire has not yet been released. The fire broke out at the mill during the evening of May 2nd. It caused widespread damage to the former mill, leaving the building unstable and causing concerns that it would fully collapse. A few days after the fire, crews began to demolish the building out of safety concerns. The mill had been part of the Menasha community for more than a century. The mayor of Menasha said the destruction of the building was a great loss to Menasha history. Dateline, Pennsylvania. No injuries in blaze at Georgia Pacific MDF plant in Mount Jewett, Pennsylvania. There were no injuries in an early morning fire this past Monday at the Georgia Pacific medium density fiberboard plant in Mount Jewett. When asked the scope of the blaze, GP spokesperson Rick Kimball said, "This is a fairly large industrial complex. There are no small fires." Fire departments from Mount Jewett, Hamlin Township, Kane, Smithport, Lafayette Township, Wilcox, Johnsonburg, and Crystal VFD of St. Mary's responded to the two alarms just after 2 p.m. on Monday. And I meant to say 2 a.m. local time on Monday. The fire was reported to be under control at 4:45 a.m., but the facility was closed off to company officials until Monday afternoon, as crews were working to extinguish hot spots. At around 3 p.m., Kimball said they just got access back to the site because the fire department was just keeping everyone away. However, at 3:45 p.m., first responders were called again for what was dispatched as a working commercial building fire. Mount Jewett Fire Department and ambulance were dispatched at 3:57 p.m., and Kane Volunteer Fire Department with Tower 5 was dispatched. Kimball said later on Monday that company officials called the fire department back in to the scene for a hot spot in the ceiling. He added that they were awaiting approval from the fire department to re-enter the facility. Referring to the earlier fire, Kimball had explained that the facility is equipped with an automated industrial sprinkler system. They worked exactly the way that they were designed, Kimball said. Between the sprinkler system and the fire department's extinguishing the blaze, there was considerable amount of water on the floor of the facility. The crew that normally makes MDF was instead working to clean up the facility on Monday. While Kimball said the cause and the origin of the blaze remains under investigation, he said it was in the press area of the plant. It was a structure fire. It was not in the equipment, he explained. However, they were unable to determine by late Monday afternoon if the equipment had been damaged. D- Dayline, Washington, D.C., AFNPA releases 61st Paper Industry Capacity and Fiber Consumption Report. The American Forest and Paper Association, also known as the AFNPA, last week released the 61st Paper Industry Capacity and Fiber Consumption Report, indicating that overall the U.S. paper and paperboard capacity declined 1.6% in 2020, compared to the average decline of 1.1% per year since 2011. Notably, in 2020, containerboard capacity expanded, continuing a decade-long trend, reaching a record high of 40.4 million tons. Tissue paper capacity also has been trending upward, increasing for the past 5 years as well as the 8 of the last 10 years. Meanwhile, U.S. mill consumption of recovered fiber reached the second highest level in the past decade. The increase was driven by mill consumption of corrugated, the largest grade of recovered fiber, which reached a record high of 22.8 million tons in 2020. Boxboard was the only packaging grade to decline last year. However, survey responses indicate a slight rebound in 2021. Experiencing continued secular decline from displacement by electronic communications, capacity for newsprint and printing writing papers decreased in 2020, with capacity for both grades declining in the past decade. Some machines that historically produced printing writing papers have been and are being repurposed to produce containerboard and packaging paper. Survey responses indicate total paper and paperboard capacity will remain essentially flat, decreasing less than 0.5% in 2021. The survey reports U.S. industry capacity data for 2020 and 2021 for all major grades of paper, paperboard, and pulp, as well as fiber consumption, based on a comprehensive survey of all U.S. pulp and paper mills. Survey data includes responses from companies representing more than 86% of U.S. paper and paperboard industry capacity, with estimates completing the data set. Dateline Charlotte, North Carolina, Glatfelter completes acquisition of Georgia-Pacific's U.S. nonwovens business. Glatfelter Corporation, a leading global supplier of engineered materials, announced it has completed the previously announced acquisition of Georgia-Pacific's U.S. nonwovens business for $175 million U.S. dollars, subject to customary purchase price adjustments. The transaction includes Georgia-Pacific's Mount Holly, North Carolina, airlaid manufacturing operation, along with a nonwovens product development operation and associated employees in Memphis, Tennessee, which collectively employ approximately 140 people. The Mount Holly facility produces high-quality airlaid products focused on wipes and tabletop materials. The new product development resources will enhance ongoing innovation efforts, Glatfelter said. Glatfelter financed the acquisition through a combination of cash on hand and borrowing under its existing revolving credit facility. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Proper Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paperitalo.com. That's paperitalo.com. paperitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Duluth, Minnesota. Verso sells Duluth Mill, and they're still in talks to sell a mill in Wisconsin Rapids. Verso announced last Monday that it's completed the sale of its Duluth Mill as of Thursday, selling it to ST Paper One. ST Paper and Tissue is a paper mill company operating in the United States. Its two mills are minority-owned tissue mills in Oxcano Falls and Isle of Wight, Virginia, that produce bath tissue, bath paper towels, and napkins. Verso's president and CEO, Randy Nebel, said the company has been working to find a viable and sustainable alternative for the Duluth mill since the Verso idled the mill back in July. Quote, "We are pleased to have found a buyer who plans to operate the Duluth mill in the future, providing local employment opportunities and serving the local business community and residents of the Duluth area," end of quote, Nebel said. Verso announced its plans to idle both the Duluth and Wisconsin Rapids mills last June. For the past several months, a group of timber professionals in Wisconsin have been working to create a cooperative with the goal to purchase the Wisconsin Rapids mill and operate the mill as a group of timber professionals, mill workers, and community members. The Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association in Rhinelander created the Timber Professionals Cooperative in August as part of that group. The Consolidated Cooperative, a group that encompasses the timber professionals, mill workers, and community members, was formed back in March. Dennis Schoeneck, the president of the Timber Professionals Cooperative, has said that the group has continued talking with Verso about the potential sale of the Wisconsin Rapids mill, although there has not been a deal on the table just as of yet. Dayline Fort Mill, South Carolina, Domtar expanding to become a leading air-laid non-wovens provider. Domtar Corporation announced it would expand its Jessup, Georgia-based engineering absorbent materials, also known as an EAM, facility. The project will play an integral role in helping the company grow its position as a leading global absorbent materials and technology business offering fluff pulp and air-laid non-woven materials. Quote, "This expansion is a strategic step towards strengthening our value proposition as an essential partner to absorbent hygiene customers around the world," end of quote, said Louis Fix, Domtar Vice President of Commercial Pulp and Airlaid Division. Domtar's EAM facility has been developing and manufacturing innovative, high-quality absorbent care solutions since 1998. This expansion project will add a large-scale Danweb air-laid production line to the facility. The machine will be fully operational in 2022, enhancing Domtar's ability to supply both domestic and global customers with unique absorbent materials solutions. Dayline, Pennsylvania, Paperworks names Brian Janke as president and CEO. Paperworks Industries Incorporated has announced the appointment of Brian Janke to the post of president and CEO and member of the board of directors effective May 10, 2021. Mr. Janke replaces C. Anderson Andy Bolton. Quote, "I am extremely excited to join Paperworks. Paperworks is an outstanding company with great market reputation, and I look forward to serving our customers and working collaboratively with our team members on safety and successfully executing our strategy," end of quote, said Janke. Janke most recently served as an advisor to the Paperworks Board of Directors and previously as president and CEO of Dunn Paper. Janke has a deep industry experience resume working with vertically integrated companies in recycled boards, substrates, and folding carton segments. Prior to joining Dunn Paper, Janke held key leadership roles in mill packaging and specialty papers business units at Caristar, Greif, and Glatfelter. Dayline, South Carolina, New Indy Paper Mill reacts to the EPA blaming it for odor gagging South Charlotte and Rock Hill, South Carolina. A South Carolina paper mill has issued its first public comments in response to government health officials blaming the company for an odor that sickened Carolinians for many months. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency ordered New Indy Container Board of Catawba, South Carolina, which is just southeast of Rock Hill, to immediately lower hydrogen sulfide emissions and monitor the air in the communities surrounding the mill. The EPA will also begin monitoring the air in the greater Rock Hill area and into North Carolina, as requested by various state and local agencies and the Rock Hill-based Catawba Indian Nation, EPA officials said. Residents in the areas along the state line have said the pungent odor has infiltrated their homes, causing headaches and sore throats, according to posts on a Facebook page dedicated to the odor. In a statement, mill manager Tony Hobson said the mill strives to be a good member of the community and saved more than 450 manufacturing jobs and created 1,000 construction jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic. New Indy, he said, continues to try to determine the source of the odor and resolve the issues related to the odor emanating from our plant. He says, quote, "We are committed to safety, to the safety of our 420 local employees and the surrounding area, protecting the environment, promoting economic vitality, and charitable giving to support great local causes," Hobson said. New Indy intends to comply with the EPA order and a similar one previously issued by the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control in good faith as soon as we are reasonably and safely able to, according to Hobson's statement. Since March, Hobson said New Indy has taken numerous steps to determine the source of the reported odors and control emissions. Preliminary data from the devices the company installed indicate that our activities are having a positive effect, Hobson said. Hobson also said the EPA order references information that differs from our findings to date. "This underscores the critical importance of sharing data and working together to an expeditious solution to which we are fully committed," end of quote. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.